USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather. About 11 million in the Northeast are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We have a new storm. This is a completely new storm coming out of the West Coast, and this, I think, is going to be a huge deal for tomorrow. We're talking tornadoes, strong tornadoes, and the possibility of long-track ones as well. And then heading into tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5, because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners risk being targeted by miscalculations or being misidentified by the Iranian military. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again this week. John Clements reports.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
President Trump has announced a deal with Canada and Mexico. Finally, some major tariffs have been scrapped in a three-way deal that ends a trade dispute that began when President Trump imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.